You're listening to Breakfast with Pablo.
Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Pablo.
How are the legs?
The legs are fine. We finished the bike ride last week on Wednesday and Thursday. So happy it wasn't this week with the way the winds are now.
Yeah.
It was an outstanding success, and I'd like to say thank you to all the people who participated in the ride, all the very generous sponsors, and everybody in Karratha, Port Hedland, and between here and Broome for the patience that you showed with the slow-moving group of cyclists on the road over 30 hours. It was very noticeable that everybody waved and stopped and tooted, and they went off the road when we were heading that way, and the trucks were very good as well. So thank you all very much for helping us have a safe journey.
So what time did you hit Broome?
We got into Broome at about 12:30 on a Thursday, which I'm told was 3 hours earlier than the year before.
Perfect. And you're still counting the money as far as the fundraising is concerned. Yeah, you did the soiree as well on the Sunday before you left.
Yes, and the car wash. And yeah, we haven't got a figure on how much we raised, but it's a very good sum so far already.
Yeah, we'll give you an update on that in the weeks to come. Now, firearms, what's happening in that space?
Yes, people in the city of Karratha, many of them have firearms, and being the owner of a firearm comes with a great responsibility. You need to be responsible for the security of your firearm, to control access to it to anybody, only people who have a firearms license. And you need to keep your address current. And that's particularly important because the firearms license will cost you $55 a year. But if you fail to pay that in time, then the penalty for not paying it is $421. And the police will come around, serve an infringement on you, and seize your firearms, and the whole process begins. It's completely unnecessary. So if you do own a firearm, make sure that you keep a track of your address, change your address with the appropriate authorities so that when the renewal comes, pay it on time, and then all this problem goes away.
Now, if someone is listening and they realise that they have moved house, how do they rectify that situation?
Contact the police licensing branch and ask for a reissue. You can also access that online.
Street chaplains, you're doing an info session this weekend.
That's right. I spoke about volunteers a short while ago, and I failed to mention the street chaplains. There's a group of people who are all active Christians who on a Friday and a Saturday night, they go out in the early hours of the morning to the nightclubs, and they're there simply to care, protect, and ensure that the patrons get home safely. They will be carrying equipment for people. They'll have water bottles, a first aid kit, thongs, paper towels, and they can arrange transport, call a taxi for anybody. And if someone's in distress, they'll come up and see what's wrong, and if the police need to be notified, they will. I'm going to talk to the latest group of people who are training to be street chaplains on this Saturday, and the service that they provide is a very good pastoral service if people wish, but mostly most involved in looking after people in the wee small hours of the morning when they may have had too much to drink, and if they get isolated, it's the street chaplains who will go in there and care for these people.
Yeah, helping out vulnerable when, especially that, as you mentioned, those early hours of the morning and people may be a bit disorientated or trying to get home, they get stuck, they're there to help. Our local police, alongside the City of Karratha, Department of Communities Rio Tinto and Woodside Operate North West Shelf Projects, are members of the Safer Communities Partnership, project focused on making sure the city is a safe, enjoyable place to live, work and play. Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens. We'll chat next week.
Thank you, Pablo.
Breakfast with Pablo.